Skagway looks at financial aid options for residents, and the King Salmon allocation is up for Southeast Alaska this year. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Those stories are up next. Skagway businesses are bracing to take a hit this summer. The municipality has few residents and a healthy municipal savings account, so officials are considering direct aid to affected households. As KHNS reports, some of those could be approved by the Assembly as early as this week. Spring is usually the time of year when Skagway residents who work seasonal jobs start making an income again. But the threat of COVID-19 has frozen the cruise ship industry in its tracks. When and if the season may start is unclear. Assemblyman and Finance Committee Chair Steve Burnham Jr. said many residents are stuck waiting.
So the money you're living off of is either unemployment or saved up funds that you earned the summer before. And you're kind of waiting to go back to work. And now we're mostly still all laid off, or some people maybe went back to work and got laid off.
Burnham Jr. is part of the effort to use municipal funds to help residents whose jobs are on hold. He himself was laid off from a seasonal job since there are no cruise ships on the horizon. But he said the municipality has money set aside for emergencies like this one.
We're fiscally sound. I don't know if other communities have the same sort of financial resource that we do. I mean, I'm not saying that we're able to pay every resident's lost salary and things like that, but we're okay trying to put our resources to use to make that blow that everyone's feeling a lot less. And we're trying to do that as quick as we can.
Skagway has a couple years' worth of operational costs saved up and is working on a series of local relief measures to buoy the economy. Skagway has the rare combination of a robust tourist economy and a small local population. Burnham said that makes direct aid to individuals possible. There are three main ideas before the Finance Committee. One is an emergency assistance resolution that would provide a one-time payment to qualifying residents. As currently written, the resolution would provide $400 to those who cannot find employment because the summer tourism season is delayed until July at the earliest. Successful applicants would also receive $200 additional dollars for a spouse and any dependents. The other resolution would allow the municipality to reimburse residents for Medevac insurance purchased between March 1st and June 30th this year. Burnham Jr. said that's to prevent anyone from being bankrupted by an emergency health issue. Both resolutions are scheduled to come before the Assembly at the Thursday meeting. The third idea is not yet in resolution form.
It's a laundry list of economic stimulus ideas that administration put forward to finance.
They're calling it the Skagway Deal. The name is a riff on the New Deal, a series of programs and reforms enacted by the federal government during the Depression. The goal of this local deal is similar. Ideas range from property tax forgiveness and power subsidies to grants and capital projects. Burnham Jr. said anything is on the table, and it's the Finance Committee's job to decide what's possible.
What my goal as finance chair is to try to get the committee to analyze the list and provide direction to administration so that we can ask them, you know, please bring us back a manageable product that the Assembly can consider.
He said the plan is to prioritize items the Assembly can approve quickly. He said the plan is still in early stages, but should move fast. Budget talks for fiscal year 2021 are about to start. There are a few signs of a little improvement in king salmon numbers in Southeast Alaska. A fairly strong winter harvest means salmon fishermen can target more fish this summer. First off, the catch for the winter commercial troll season ended up over 15,000 fish when the season closed on March 15th. That's up around 3,000 Chinook from each of the last 2 years. Grant Hagerman is regional troll management biologist for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. He says the number of trollers out fishing was up from last year and nearly on par with the year before.
It varied a little bit. You know, of course, in winter, it's the weather's pretty foul, and you know, it can fluctuate quite a bit with how much these guys can get out and fish. But this year the prices were very good. They started out the season at, you know, around $12 a pound. It didn't change too much. It stayed around $12 for most of the season, and I believe we ended at about $12.50 or so. So very good. So regardless of whether the weather was bad or fishing was slow, that's a high enough price to at least draw a few guys out.
It was the third year that the winter season was shortened because of conservation concerns. In Southeast, winter troll catch rates in the early season near Sitka are used to determine the allowable catch for all gear groups in the summer fishing season. Those catch rates were better this winter, and that will mean a total of 201,100 fish for all gear groups in the region. Hagerman says that's up around 65,000 kings from last year.
65,000 fish is a fair amount of fish. For the trollers, that translates into just over 47,000 fish. So, you know, some of these years, translating that into days fished in the summer, you could be looking at another 2 or 3 days, maybe even 4 of Chinook retention. So that's good news.
Still, it's not all good news. Despite the overall increase, commercial and sport fisheries in Southeast will continue to see restrictions to limit the harvest on wild stock kings returning to Alaska's rivers. The region has 3 rivers that are listed as stocks of concern: the Chilkat River near Haines, King Salmon River south of Juneau, and Unic River near Ketchikan. Other king salmon runs don't have that designation, but also have been at historically low levels in recent years. Hagerman says some king salmon returns have been meeting goals for escapement, or fish returning to spawn.
And compared to 2018, just overall in general, the escapements for some of the other systems that we monitor, we do have 11 systems that we monitor, and I believe, you know, 4 of the 11 had met goal in 2018, whereas 7 of the 11 met goal in 2019. So there were some improvements, but specifically for those stocks of concern, yeah, 2 of those 3 did meet goal. And for the Unic, I believe that was several consecutive years, 2018 and 2019, and so that's definitely been an improvement there.
Biologists believe restrictions on seasons and area for commercial and sport fisheries are making a difference for returns to Southeast Alaska. Preseason forecasts on the Stikine River near Wrangell and Taku River near Juneau are up a little from forecasts the year before. Commercial trolling for spring kings could start up in early May in some parts of Southeast. That season targets hatchery Chinook. A summer season starts in July. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strempel. Thanks for joining us.